your Paragon News update for August 25th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. An outstanding warrant for arrest for a Sayre man was issued recently after being charged with stealing a pickup, tools, and cash nearly a year ago. During the process of the investigation, it was revealed that the suspect may have been seen committing the crime on a game camera set up by the victim. According to a probable cause affidavit, the alleged crime occurred on September 21st of last year when a pickup was reported stolen from property located in the 3700 block of West 3rd Street in Elk City. Authorities were able to locate the vehicle the next day and made a traffic stop that found the suspect, 31-year-old Brian Lee File, driving the vehicle. When asked about his whereabouts on September 21st, the suspect stated that he had loaned the truck to another individual. After failing to provide authorities with proof of insurance and registration, the truck was impounded. Before doing so, the suspect asked if he could remove a bag full of tools. Authorities would search the bag and find that the tools matched the description of those stolen the day before. File was allowed to leave the scene. Later, while speaking with police, the victim would provide photos taken on a game camera that showed the alleged crime taking place. The court document would reveal that a person matching File's description was seen in the pickup that was stolen. The victim was also able to provide proof of ownership of the tools that were taken as well. The value of the tools was estimated to be around $30,000. The victim also would tell authorities that he had recently discovered that he was missing $1,000 in cash. File received one second-degree burglary charge along with a knowingly concealing stolen property charge on August 17th as of press time. File was still at large. After a short executive session during the latest Elk City Commissioner's proceedings, the commission voted unanimously to retain City Manager Tom Ivester and also to increase his pay. Ward 1 Commissioner Corey Speaker made the motion that will also see Ivester's retirement contribution increase as well.
I would make the motion that we keep Tom Ivester as our City Manager. Also included in the motion is to increase his pay to $150,000 and also increase his retirement, which is currently 7.8% to 15%. That gets him more in line with surrounding communities of our size.
Mayor Nick Archer did note that 11 municipalities of equal size, both in population and sales tax revenue, were evaluated during the process. It was determined that the pay increase was competitive with those cities. Southwestern Oklahoma State University resuming its Friday COVID vaccination clinics on the Weatherford campus. Dr. Randy Curry, coordinator of the Swazoo College of Pharmacy Rural Health Center, said the public is invited to get their vaccinations on Fridays, starting this Friday and continuing Fridays through October. The Friday clinics will run from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Pioneer Cellular Events Center. Appointments are preferred and can be made by calling 580-774-3025. The clinic is open to everyone and walk-ins are accepted. Shots being given are Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and the recently FDA-approved vaccine from Pfizer. Vaccination shots are also being offered for daily for Swazoo students through Thursday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on the first floor of the Swazoo Memorial Student Center in the area between the University Grill and Duke's Diner. The clinics are free and open to all Swazoo students and employees. Vaccines and testing continue to be available in the Custer County area. During the first week of classes at Swazoo, over 200 people got vaccines. Swazoo continues its incentive plan for students and employees. Other vaccination locations include the Custer County Health Department doing both testing and vaccinations for anyone, but appointments are needed and greatly encouraged. Both sites in Weatherford and Clinton can do appointments from 8 to noon and from 1 to 5 p.m. In state news, a lake accident takes the life of a former state lawmaker. Oklahoma News Network's Brian Gann has that.
A former Oklahoma State representative and a Owosso physician has died in an incident on Ooliga Lake. 72-year-old Dale Derby served in the Oklahoma State Legislature from 2016 to 2018. Officials say he drowned near Red Bud Marina, where he and his wife were in the process of launching a boat. I'm Brian Gann.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $68.06. That's up 52 cents. Brent crude is at $71.03. That's up 62 cents. Natural gas at $3.91. That's up 2 cents. Recapping our top story, a Sayre man wanted after being accused of stealing a truck. Once again, your Paragon News update for August 25th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.